Nice to be here with you guys on a, what is it, Monday? It's a Monday. It is a Monday Monday. It is a Monday hockey talk show right here, Facebook and YouTube Live. We have got a whole slew of amazing topics and news to talk about in the National Hockey League today. If you're joining us on Facebook and YouTube, welcome in. Hit the thumbs up. Make sure you guys spread the love on your Twitter and Facebook. Let them know we're talking hockey right here on the Hockey Talk Show and thehockeytalkshow.com. All right, Dallas Eakins is the new bench boss in Anaheim. We'll talk about that and why it took so long to name him head coach. If you need a loan, why don't you try calling Erik Karlsson? He's got a few shekels in his wallet these days. 50th anniversary logos, draft hats, Phil Kessel and the Penguins and the trade rumors. Larry Brooks of the New York Post, still an idiot. We'll talk about his latest article, which makes no sense whatsoever. Signings, buyouts, rumors. We've got it all right here on this episode of the Hockey Talk Show. All right, thanks for joining us here. Aaron, what's up on the YouTube chat, Facebook? How's everybody doing over there? Let me hear the thumbs up. Let me see those thumbs up if you guys are watching us right now. Comment below what you want to talk about, what your thoughts are on the Erik Karlsson deal. I'm curious to get your thoughts. I feel like we're all probably on the same page when it comes to Erik Karlsson. A lot of money, a lot of term for a player that was awfully injured a lot this season. How's my sound here? Am I good? Am I distorting a little bit? Let me know in the comments if the sound is okay. Just curious because I had a little bit of a tech issue before the show started. I also want to mention there is definitely a new way to support the show, and that is by becoming a money subscriber. We'll get through this quickly here. If you don't want to throw some shekels our way, second time I used shekels, by the way, early in the show, not good. Totally understandable. If you do, would very much appreciate it. And you can do as low as 99 cents and you can do it through Apple Pay, which is really cool. We will put links up in the show description, both on Facebook and YouTube. So if you guys want to help us out with the show here, it's very much so appreciated. Like I said, you can do as low as 99 cents. You could do $4.99 a month. You could do $9.99 a month. It'll automatically come out of wherever you set up your Apple Pay through. It just kind of helps us, deal with some of the costs that we have in putting on the show for you guys on a daily basis. So we'll get those links up in the descriptions here for sure, both on Facebook and YouTube Live. And of course, if you listen on a podcast, that's available to you guys as well via the Anchor app. So anything you can do as far as that goes, Anchor app, definitely the way to go. Appreciate your support. However, you guys wind up supporting the Hockey Talk Show. If you don't have enough money to throw around, then don't throw any money around. Hit the share button on Facebook and Twitter, and that will certainly be appreciated. Okay, comments section, boom. There's the link. Thank you, everybody, for your support. If you wind up signing up for, again, 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, that is always, always very much so appreciated. Phil, welcome in. Bruins Phil, excuse me. How you doing? By the way, this snuck in. David Backes bought out from the Bruins. Did not see this the other day. A lot of buyouts come in here. We posted about Dion Phaneuf. No surprise there, right? We posted about Andrew McDonald with the Philadelphia Flyers. But we had a couple of extra buyouts, and David Backes was one of them, which I'd love to get your opinion on this, Bruins Phil. To me, it's a sign of things are getting sticky over there in Boston. We've got some issues to contend with as far as the Boston Bruins go, and it's some salary cap issues because buying out David Backes, I'm not arguing with the move, it's fine with me, but buying out Backes only saves you $333,000 on the salary cap. That's not a lot. And if you need that much, I'm a smidge on the concern side for you. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I get it. So Backes bought out. Phaneuf, McDonald, Carl Alsner bought out by the Montreal Canadiens. Not a lot of people talking about that. Curious to get your thoughts on that, Montreal Canadiens fans. That was a big, fat contract that Carl Alzner got. And again, like Phaneuf, maybe not so deservingly so for the long term of a defenseman there. Mikey Moe, what are my Islanders going to do? Continue to pray to the Lou Lamoriello gods. That's all you can do, Mikey. Just pray to the Lou Lamoriello gods that you guys have a good offseason. And get ready to hear the narrative of your captain left 2 years in a row, because I think that might be coming for Long Island. Aaron doesn't like the Erik Karlsson deal. Too long. Aaron likes the Pittsburgh Penguins trade. And let's see here. John, I think Karlsson realized he wasn't getting that contract anywhere else. I don't think San Jose was Karlsson's first choice behind closed doors. Hard to run down that term and money. Any news if he has a no trade in the deal? I did not see a no trade. My assumption would be if you're handing a guy $11.5 million a year for 8 years, he probably asked for a no trade. Details are pretty scattered on this deal right now, and kudos to Bob McKenzie. He was the first one to break it. I like to mention who breaks the deals first, because I know that's super important to seven people on this planet. So got to continue to give credit where credit is due. But Bob McKenzie nailed it on this one. He was the first one to break the news. $11.5 million, 8 year deal for Erik Karlsson. And John in the YouTube chat pretty much nailed it. And we've been talking about this on the Hockey Talk Show for the last couple of days here, right? Did you guys overpay? Did they this? Did they that? Yep. Yep. Overpaid. Why'd the guy sign in June? He wasn't getting any better than this. And that is completely true when it comes to Erik Karlsson. There is nobody on the open market that was going to give, well, we know contractually because of the CBA, nobody could give him 8 years. That is only the team that you belong to currently. That's why it's super important for these guys to, and I got to tell you something. I love Doug Wilson's move to go out and get Erik Karlsson for this playoff run. I thought it was a good move. It got them into the Western Conference Finals. So, you know, clearly you want to win a cup, obviously, but only one out of 31, soon to be 32 teams get to do that. So I like the move. You know, it's better than a deadline acquisition because you get him in there. He gets a whole year for the most part, gets really acclimated to living in the city and learning what it's like. Hockey players are habitual players. They like comfort. They like getting into the habit of things. They're superstitious. When you get them into an environment, you can get them comfortable. You have a better chance of signing them. I think when Karlsson got traded to San Jose, his chances of signing there were probably 10 to 20%. You know, to go back to John's comment of, I don't know if Karlsson's first choice was San Jose. I would agree with that. I definitely think it was not when he got traded there. But I think as time went on, the team grew on him. And let's be honest, the San Jose Sharks are a great team. There's a little bit of a turnover here. What are they going to do with Jumbo Joe? What are they going to do with Little Joe? Joe Pavelski, Joe Thornton. Some decisions need to be made there. Pavelski's their captain. I still think he's got a lot of good hockey left in him. Jumbo Joe, maybe 1 year left on your third or fourth line. Not sure what to do there. But you got some good youth. You got some young players with the San Jose Sharks. You got gorgeous weather, a super supportive fan base, a not intrusive media like you had in Ottawa. There's a lot of good things, a lot of attractive parts about the San Jose Sharks. They've been a contender. They've been a cup favorite for a whole bunch of years. I get why he would eventually stay. 11 years? I mean, 8 years, $11.5 million. Crazy good money. Crazy good money. Again, why would any player sign in June? Because I got a deal that I'm not going to get anywhere else. No one else could give him eight. I don't even know if anybody else was going to give him seven at $11.5 million. Let's be honest. That is crazy money. We go back to when Drew Doughty opened up his mouth in the first place, talking about, oh, me and Erik Karlsson have the same agent. We're going to go out there. We're going to get better money than PK Subban got, who at the time was the highest paid player. Who started this whole kind of thing between Erik Karlsson and Ottawa to start talking. Drew Doughty really did set that contract negotiation in motion. And Eugene Melnyk, who's super cheap. Eugene Melnyk is cheaper than Larry Brooks is dumb. Goes in and can't get a deal done, winds up trading him. He goes to San Jose. In the meantime, Drew Doughty locks up a year in advance his $11 million deal with the Los Angeles Kings and leaves Erik Karlsson in the, I'm going to do a year in San Jose. And now Erik Karlsson one betters him by getting an $11.5 million deal. To go back, I would imagine that there is a no trade clause in this. Probably a full no trade, probably God knows whatever sort of deep thing it is in there. I don't know. Oh, is this happening right now? Ooh, we got some breaking news. Rangers trade for Jacob Trouba. Is that a legit thing? Look at Liz breaking some news on the Hockey Talk Show. Now I'm nervous. I don't like to break news. I like to talk about it. All right, we're going to see if we can track down this whole Trouba thing, because the idea of, by the way, Larry Brooks is still an idiot. That doesn't change anything. That changes nothing whatsoever for me. Let's see. Yeah. This is just going down 5 minutes ago. Winnipeg Jets have acquired Neil Pionk and a first round selection this year, 20th overall in the 2019 draft, not their number two, from the New York Rangers in exchange for Jacob Trouba. All right. Got a little, look at this. I think we brought the New York Rangers luck just now. Starting the Hockey Talk Show after 7 o'clock at night, just in time for a trade. All right, Ranger fans, Liz and company, what do you think of the deal? Winnipeg Jets get Neil Pionk and a first-round draft pick, 20th overall, from the Rangers in exchange for Jacob Trouba. Let's get all the stats up. Give us a second here. We'll get you all the information you need to know so we can talk about this in an educated way. To wrap up my talk on Erik Karlsson, though, nobody and their brother thought that he was going to get the deal that he got. It's just insane money. Every hockey expert didn't think he was going to get this much, so that's why he slaps his name on the contract. And, you know, I don't even know what he would have gotten on the open market for, even if he could convince somebody to give him 7 years. I mean, he wasn't getting $12 million. And it's not like Erik Karlsson is not a super, super skilled defenseman. And it's not like this deal is going to pay off in the first couple of years. The one thing I will say is we talk about the injuries. We talk about, you know, his age. This is going to be a great signing for the San Jose Sharks for a number of years. It's not going to be towards the end. And oddly enough, when you go and you look at his cap hit here, he dips. He makes... there's an $11 million signing bonus in year one, $10 million in year two, $9 million in year three, $10 million in year four. And then he goes down to a million signing bonus in the next 2 years. And his salary goes from $2 million the first year, $5 million the second year, $2 million the third year, to $10.5 million in year four and $10 million in year five. And then he trails off to $4 million and $1.5 million with a $6 million signing bonus in the last year of his deal. It is a super complicated deal, but it works out to $92 million overall. And it works out to $11.5 million per year, basically. A lot of that's going to be in signing bonus. But I do find it interesting that he is getting $29 million in signing bonuses in the first 3 years of the deal. And then that dips down to $1 million. And then that kind of flops over and it goes to salary. And the last, it's very wonky the way the deals, that deal was put together. And I don't know if they built that in, that he would get $1 million signed. So essentially July 1 in 2024, he gets $1 million. Cause I think all the signing bonuses are done in July. Don't quote me on that, but essentially you pay the signing bonuses at the beginning of the year. If it's July or if it's October, I'm not entirely sure. But then your salary, you pay throughout the course of the year. So they're not paying him salary-wise too much in the first three seasons, but they're handing him a big fat check before the season starts. As opposed to 23-24, where he's only getting $1 million signing bonus for that year and the year following, and then $10.5 million and then $10 million in salary those two consecutive seasons. So I don't know if that makes it easier for him to be traded. I'm not entirely sure, because that's a big chunk that goes to salary and not bonus. And as we've seen in the last couple of years, even though these things all even out and it AAV is what matters for the cap, the way these things are paid out, players are preferring, give me the money up front first. Give me a $10 million check. I'll invest the money. I'll work. I'll get the, you know, interest and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep our eye on the Erik Karlsson contract itself, and we'll see what that means as far as buyout probability and everything else moving forward. Now, I want to get a couple of stats together, because I know Neil Pionk, familiar with him, but not 1,000% familiar with him. So I want to bring up his stats to see what the Rangers are dealing with here. 73 games this past season, 6 goals, 20 assists, so not too bad. From what I remember about Neil, he's got some good skating ability, likes to move the puck up the ice. Not the biggest defenseman in the world, not the smallest either, sort of in that middle range. He's only 23 years old. Feels like there needs to be a little bit more development there, a little bit more weight put behind him. So seems like a bit of a project, but fast-moving defenseman, great moving the puck up the ice for a young guy. Could fit into, let's see here, can fit into the Winnipeg Jets salary cap situation, which is going to ever evolve into one of the more interesting offseason scenarios, where they have a lot of RFAs, now one less with Trouba going. But they were going to be the team to keep an eye on, because it's kind of like, how are you going to kind of keep all these guys, you know, under contract? And now we know that they don't have to worry about Jacob Trouba being under contract, because he now belongs to the New York Rangers. I want to get the cap friendly stuff up here for you guys. Let's see. Jacob Trouba. Wow, cap friendly is amazing. They legitimately already updated the teams so that Neil Pionk is on the Rangers. Now, Neil Pionk is an RFA, but certainly not going to garner the sort of attention that Jacob Trouba is going to garner. Trouba is an RFA, so he needs to be signed. But it's a good move for the Rangers, because they're sitting here right now with around $20 million in cap space for this year. They can offer him big money. He's only 25 years old. So this is a good long-term scenario for the New York Rangers in building out their defensemen, with Shattenkirk making 6.6 over the next 2 seasons, Mark Stahl at 5.7, Brady Shea at 5.25, Brendan Smith at 4.3, Adam Fox and Libor Hajek under $1 million apiece. I got to say something. This is a good deal for the New York Rangers. Good on Jeff Gordon, and good on JD. They gave up a restricted free agent who obviously they were going to have to pay, but not as much as Trouba. They'll have to pay more for Trouba, but they were able to give up that first round draft pick is great. But again, like we talked about in previous episodes, the draft is wonky this year. And this is like the third time I use the word wonky. What the hell is going on with me today? Wonky and shekels are the hot keywords of the hockey talk show tonight. We talked about where 1 through 6 in the draft seems like players that could come in and make an impact immediately. And everybody after that is sort of scattered about, where you could probably pick a guy at 14 that you might still be able to get at 23. So kind of a good move here for the Rangers, where they're going to walk away with Kapokako. They're going to get that guy. And then not really have to worry too much about picking at 20. I got to tell you something. At first glance, I kind of really love this deal for the New York Rangers. Huge building piece. Great puck-moving defenseman. Really just guy can hit, guy can move the puck. New York Rangers stepping in and taking advantage of a sort of cap-wounded Winnipeg Jets. I'm liking the deal for the New York Rangers. You guys got to be excited about this. AK, Rangers are on the rise. Well, we've been talking about that for a while. I mean, God love them if they land Panarin. I mean, I know the strong rumor lately is Panarin to the Panthers, but it's still possible. But, man, I like this deal a lot. Because I tell you what, you do add Panarin, and you add Capo. You really got something cooking. I mean, what is this, year two, basically, of the rebuild, right? I mean, this season was like the first real kind of rough one. I mean, I guess, like, technically, let's call this year two. You're going into the full year two here, and it's not bad. It's pretty good. Why I didn't like Larry Brooks, why I think Larry Brooks is an idiot. He wrote this whole piece about the Rangers chasing Jacob Trouba and brought legitimately nothing to the table. Nothing to the table. His big takeaway was the Rangers are seeking Jacob Trouba, and so are the Devils, and so are the Islanders. Yeah, no kidding. Like, everybody is. Everybody. By the way, everybody called Winnipeg about Jacob Trouba. Everybody called Winnipeg because they knew that Winnipeg had a cap issue. So to sit there and be like, oh, the Rangers are aggressively pursuing Jacob Trouba. Bro, everybody is pursuing Jacob Trouba. That'd be like saying, I hear the Rangers are calling Matt Duchene and his agent. Well, you think so? You know who Matt Duchene is going to get a phone call from? 31 teams in the offseason. He's right now one of the most prized possessions when it comes to the UFA market. So don't sit there and be like, psst, I'm breaking news here. Here's some big analytics. Big analysis. Look at this. I think I hear the Rangers, and it would make sense. Oh, and who did he say they were going to trade him for? All right, now I got to bring up the article. Because I read the article, and I was like, this guy is an idiot. I think he said that they were going to trade Brady Shea. All right, let me see here. Trouba, blah, 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 soliciting offers long-term. Winnipeg, according to several sources, has yet to give permission to Trouba's agent. Why would they? He says Trouba is looking for $7.5 million. That might change now that Erik Karlsson got $11.5 million. Not like Trouba's going to get $11.5 million, but still you average everything out, and you might be looking at a bigger payday for Jacob Trouba, especially because the Rangers are notorious at paying overpriced for agents, free agents. Let's see here. General Manager Jeff Gordon, whom we are told is pushing mighty hard for Trouba, could offer the 20th overall first round draft pick, impending restricted free agent Pavel Buchnevich, and perhaps Nils Lundqvist to the Jets. No, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. There was something else. That might not be enough. With Lou Lamoriello lurking, and for that matter, Ray Shiro as well, both the Islanders and the Devils are loaded with prospects. Trouba played six seasons, blah, 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 blah. I swear to God, it doesn't say it now, but I'm pretty sure. Oh, no, hey. The Rangers line up with Kevin Shattenkirk. Where was it? Oh, okay. Oh, no, here it is. For the Islanders, this was it. This was what made me jump out of my skin. I found it. For the Islanders, would Lou Lamoriello include defenseman Noah Dobson, last year's 12th overall trade pick, for Trouba? Why in the holy hell would you trade future cap-friendly Jacob Trouba for needs an $8 million raise Jacob Trouba? Why the hell would you do that? This guy drives me crazy. Would the Islanders trade their prized prospect, the guy who essentially murdered it down in the juniors this year, who everybody is saying is the second coming of Denny Potvin? Would they trade him and a first round draft pick for Jacob Trouba? What the hell is wrong with you? How does this guy still have an article? He should not have a column. This guy drives me crazy. Liz, maybe the Rangers will finally have a QB for the power play. He's going to be better than Mark Stahl. I'll say that. There's a hot take for you. Jacob Trouba is going to be better than Mark Stahl for sure this year for you guys. Absolutely. 8 goals, 42 assists. I mean, the Winnipeg Jets are different from the Rangers. That's a robust offense and a really good defensive core there too. I mean, we can't take away from the defensive core that is the Winnipeg Jets. But Trouba's been putting up some good points for the last couple of years here. Steady 22-point player. 16-17, he shot up to 33 points. And last season, as he really came into his own, 24 years old, as defensemen tend to do, 24, 25, 42 points with 8 goals. 3 of those goals on the power play, 1 shorthanded goal, 25 assists, even strength, 15 assists on the power play. So he's pretty good at moving the puck around with the man advantage. This is an upgrade for the Rangers. I mean, he's just a solid defenseman all around. He's got good Corsi numbers. His plus minus is not as high as you think it would be. Only an 8 this past season. The highest it's ever been is the 15-16 season when he had 10. So not the most stellar plus minus numbers, but not horrible. You got to be excited about this if you're a Ranger fan. Hugely excited. It was a big day for, as far as news goes. Carlson signs. And see, and herein lies my argument for how much Trouba can get. And let's, by the way, not act like this isn't somewhat of a risk. Because if Trouba decides, no, I don't want to sign with the New York Rangers, then the Rangers are going to, well, they're going to get a nice little hefty draft pick package coming back the other way, because Trouba's going to get some big money. But they essentially, they could lose this guy. It's not guaranteed. Have we seen yet if they've let the Rangers talk with his agent first? I mean, that would be ideal. It doesn't always happen necessarily. I mean, ideally, if you're Jeff Gordon, you're saying, hey, let me talk to the agent first. But if you have a bunch of suitors, Winnipeg will turn around and be like, hey, look, hey, take this or leave this. You know? Shea, Shattenkirk, D'Angelo, Trouba is a top 4. That's looking pretty good. That is looking pretty good. That is looking pretty good, too. Def Malden, I want Pittsburgh to do something else. Winnipeg Jets need to blow up their roster. Well, they don't, I don't know if they need to blow up their roster, but they need to figure out a way to keep Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor in Winnipeg Jets uniforms. And that's why Trouba gets dealt. Clearly, this is a sign that the Winnipeg Jets covet Tyler Myers more than they do Jacob Trouba. I mean, unless they plan on letting Tyler Myers go and putting Neil Pionk in there and going with Bufflin, Kulikov, Morrissey. You know, I mean, there's a lot of other kind of question marks on that lineup there. But I mean, I like Tyler Myers. I like his reach a whole hell of a lot. I like a big defenseman like Tyler Myers in a big way. But I mean, somebody had to go off this Winnipeg boat. Somebody had to go, and it was Trouba. And you get Pionk back, and you get a first-round pick. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Facebook or YouTube, hit that like button. Make sure you guys are spreading the word about the Hockey Talk Show. And remember, we have a new donate system here on the program. You could donate 99 cents a month to the show. Help us keep our costs down. You can donate $4.99 a month or up to $9.99 a month with our pals over at Anchor. And we see a huge chunk of that money, and that'll help us, you know, run the show here. Links are in the Facebook and YouTube chat. We'll throw that back out there for you guys so that you can contribute. If you have the means, if you don't, then just hit the share button. It's all good. I get it. Not everybody has 99 cents a month to spare. I totally get it. Huge news here on the Hockey Talk Show. Thanks to our good pal Liz for breaking it for us. Trouba to the Rangers in exchange for Neil Pionk and a first-round draft pick. Now we'll start the Trouba re-sign watch. Does he re-sign right away? Does he wait for the offer sheet period? Again, why would you sign anywhere in June? Things are a little bit different for RFAs, though, because they're going to have to go and sign offer sheets. And it's not as free as, say, an unrestricted free agent. And then there's the other thing of, I don't know if anybody could really sign Jacob Trouba to a contract that the Rangers wouldn't automatically match. So that's the other thing to consider. If I'm Jeff Gordon and I feel some resistance from Jacob Trouba, I'm going to be all in there like this. Well, you can go ahead and sign an offer sheet, but just know that I'm going to match the hell out of it. Facts. Facts, Jacob. Go ahead, sign whoever you want. I'm going to match it. Huge move here for the New York Rangers. Big piece if they can keep him under under contract. Huge, huge piece. It is a good top four. I wish that D'Angelo would come around a little bit. Anthony D'Angelo, he's kind of one of those guys where I need to see a little bit more out of him. I would like to see him put up some bigger numbers, but he's developing. He's getting there. Just like we saw with Trouba, he's gonna get there. All right. That kind of threw our little show here for a loop. We were talking to Erik Karlsson, and then Trouba gets traded in the middle of the show here, but I like it. This is the time, baby. This is the time. Again, click that link in the description on Facebook and YouTube right now. Contribute to the Hockey Talk Show as low as 99 cents. You could donate through your Apple Pay. We're going to be talking about a lot of trade rumors, a lot of breaking news, a lot of things as they happen, signings, the draft, free agency, restricted free agency. We're going to be here covering it all. And we got a lot of exciting stuff to cover and talk about. Even with this move from Winnipeg, now that Trouba's off the books, I'm not sure what Pionk's going to go for. Again, he's not going to get too big of a raise, but he'll see some decent money come in. The Winnipeg Jets have $25 million in space for this coming season. A couple of unrestricted free agents and Matt Hendricks, who I'm assuming they'll let go, Par Lindholm and Brandon Tanev. And then the big boys that they got to get signed, Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor, who you got to figure those guys are going to be trying to push for Mitch Marner type money. They're going to be trying to push for well over $7 million, $8, $9, $10 million if they can get it. What did we say Trouba had? 42 points, right? Jacob Trouba, 42 points on the year. And we're talking about $7.5 million for him. So Erik Karlsson, based on this past season, guess how many points he had? 42. And he got $11.5 million. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's where these things get awfully complicated. Now, Erik Karlsson has a history of putting up 60 some odd points, 50 plus points a year. So last year was a little bit of an off season for him. I get that argument, but you know, Jacob Trouba's agents are going to be in there with Jeff Gordon and Johnny Davidson going like this. You know, that guy got 11 and a half for 42 points. My guy got 42 points. Let's go. Open up the checkbook here. Why is my guy not worth what PK Subban is worth? You know, no problem if you don't want to give him. And see, that's the thing. That's where power and negotiation, it all comes into play. Because if you're Jacob Trouba's agent, you go, no problem. You guys don't want to offer him $9 million? Not a problem. No problem. Not whatsoever. Come June 26th, we'll talk to other teams. Because I bet you I could probably find $9 million somewhere else. I might be able to find $10 million somewhere else. And then the Rangers are going to have to decide, do we want to fork over this money? Or do we want to take the picks back? Because like we talked about in the show where we had the returns for restricted free agents, you're talking about a whole bunch of first round draft picks if you're signing somebody up in that $10 million range. A whole bunch of free agents. Man, this is exciting. Isn't this awesome? Don't you love the offseason? Best time of the year. One of the absolute best times of the year. Loving it. Loving it in a big way. I'm trying to see if I could find the numbers, get the numbers in front of me of exactly what these guys would get in return. No, I don't think I have it in front of me. But Kyle Connor, I do have it in front of me. If you sign for between 8.5 and 10.5, it's two first-round draft picks, a second-round draft pick, and a third-round draft pick. If he goes for 8, 4, 5 and under, it's a first, second, and third round draft pick. Still pretty big. Still pretty big. Anna is my, I cherish everybody who listens to the Hockey Talk Show, but I want everybody to know that Anna is my absolute favorite, and there's no, nobody even comes close. Nobody even comes close to Anna. Absolute favorite Hockey Talk Show fan. It kind of makes me wonder, you know, if Winnipeg wasn't going to re-sign Trouba, why wouldn't they let him go out there to an offer sheet and just collect a couple of first round picks, a second round pick, and a third round pick? Is Neil, you know what I'm saying? Is Neil Pionk, and a first round pick that much better? Because when I look at it from that perspective, you legitimately might be better off letting him walk away, like letting him sign an offer sheet and just collecting those picks back. Because I'm sure there's plenty of teams that would give up a first, second, and third. And depending on what kind of money he's asking for, you know, if he could convince somebody that he wants to go for 8-5, again, when you get into the open market and you got to, you know, bid for somebody's services, things can get a little crazy. They could have gotten 2 firsts, a 2nd, and a 3rd for him. And maybe from a bad team, because if you look around at cap space, the teams that are really bad have a lot of it. And so those could be some pretty high valuable draft picks. Pionk is a top 6 defenseman at best, says AK. I mean, he's got the potential to be a 3. Kind of 3-4, that's kind of where he sits, right? Maybe he could exceed expectations and be better than that. I don't know. But he's not, he doesn't have that big of a frame. He's got to kind of fill out a little bit. Whereas the Rangers can, I get them wanting to take a shot at it because you do have that insurance. If you lose the guy via RFA, you're going to get a bunch of picks, you know, and he gave up a 20, which doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess it kind of does though. If you're building through the draft, it really kind of matters. I don't know. All right, we're going to have to wrap up here relatively soon. So click that link to donate to the Hockey Talk Show. Support the Hockey Talk Show. Like I say, we'll go as low as 99 cents a month from your Apple Pay. So you probably won't even notice it, but it'll definitely go to help us and producing this show for you guys several times a week here. Want to touch on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Jim Rutherford did an interview in Pittsburgh on Pittsburgh radio, and he basically outlined what happened with Phil Kessel, which I was really shocked about. Really, really shocked. He said, and I quote, "In Phil's situation, he was just part of a decision here in a situation where we're trying to retool and we had a chance to get a good player, but it doesn't necessarily mean he has to be traded. He's been a really good player for us. We wouldn't have won the cups without him. He's an impact player. He will be here for a few more years, so we'll see how that plays out." Rutherford went on to say that he is not actively shopping Phil Kessel anymore. Do you believe that? Because I don't. It's definitely the right thing to say. I just think it's BS. I think he's still trying to get a deal done. But I thought Rutherford took an approach to it. Like, look, he helped us win cups, but we got to retool. We got to do something. We got to make some moves. The Olimata trade is a great move for the Penguins. They save some cap space and they get Olimata off their back, which they need to do. He's one of those guys that just never really got there. Speaking of, Anthony Duclair signs a $1.6 million one-year contract with the Ottawa Senators. Speaking of, here's a guy who just never got there, right? The Rangers, Columbus, where else was he? Arizona for a little while, right? With the Blackhawks for a little while. Ottawa's a bottom of the barrel team. They need a guy like this who maybe if he gets lucky, scores 15 to 20 goals. And if you can squeeze that out of a $1.6 million player, then great. This guy would not make any other team anywhere in the league. So it's a good signing for the Ottawa Senators, who are preparing to be a minor league team in the National Hockey League. Carl Hagelin signs a 4-year deal with the Capitals, $2.75 million a year. Love this deal for the Caps. They're dealing with some cap issues as well. Carl Hagelin, speedy as all heck, lots of experience, playoff experience guy, good signing by the Caps, nice contract number, nice AAV, not too bad. Hanna Kainen signs a 1-year contract with the Blue Jackets, good for him. I like the deal, pretty straightforward, not really going to waste too much more time on that one there. What else? We have a couple of 50th anniversary patches that were just announced from the Vancouver Canucks and the Buffalo Sabres. Here's the Canucks 50th anniversary patch that they'll wear for this season. I absolutely love this. It's the font of the Vancouver Canucks. And then they got that hockey stick right in there to force the top of the five with the empty space. Big time fan of that. And the Buffalo Sabres announced their 50th anniversary logo, a big 50 with the swords going through it, 1970, 2020. And they have the classic Buffalo logo just underneath that. NHL also announced their draft hats for this year. Take a look on your screen. If you're listening to the podcast, just make sure you guys go over to Facebook and YouTube to see the visuals. They are pretty simple at first glance. Team colors on the hat and the brim. And then just the simple logo and the Fanatics logo in the team color next to it. I love these hats. And I'll tell you why. I always love a hat that has subtle detail to them. And let's go over here and click on Vegas and bring this up here. Very simple, very clean. But if you go underneath and take a look here, here's the bill of the hat. And you notice this, we got some nice little jersey material on the bill of the hat, which I like. It's impressive. The logo is nice and clean. But take a look at my favorite part. Underneath the brim, Las Vegas, Nevada. How sweet is that? And then behind it, you have sort of like a city map. Now, I don't think that's Vegas necessarily per se. It looks like a generic map. But that's how it's mapped out for all of the hats here. Let's click on the New York Rangers since they just landed Jacob Trouba. And you can see New York, New York under the brim there and some nice little detail, some map detail. Really sweet, really sweet. So at first glance, you might be like, oh, that's a boring hat, kind of stupid. Why did they go so boring this year with the draft hats? But then you go underneath the old hood here and look at how pretty that is. Really, really pretty. Nice job on the part of the National Hockey League. Again, hitting it out of the park. Fanatics, really, really good logo company, merchandise company. Thought they've done a phenomenal job with everything so far. So far, everything is going well for the NHL as far as merch goes. Fanatics, Adidas, all super good, awesome merchandise all around. Big fan of it all the way. Boston Bruins and the Torrey Krug trade rumors are still out there. Again, if you missed the start of the show, Boston Bruins very quietly bought out David Backes to save $333,000. Moving forward, they got a bunch of RFAs they got to get under contract. The Boston Bruins are going to have some issues, not as bad as the Winnipeg Jets per se, but they're going to have some decisions to make. And as we're seeing all around with San Jose, with the Washington Capitals, teams went from having a lot of cap space to not so much. You know, they got some restrictions in there. Charlie McAvoy needs to get a deal this year. Torrey Krug is a free agent after this upcoming season. So they're going to have to pay some of these guys out. And as we're seeing here, these teams with $14, $15 million in cap space, well, some of their young players that have kept them under the cap are certainly going to cost them in the future. So we're going to see a little bit of a crunch here over the course of the next couple of years. Still RFA Mageddon as we head into June 18th tomorrow. We'll see what that holds for us. Any last comments? We'll try and get to it. AK likes the Islander hat. Hagelin's a serviceable, good signing by the Caps. Totally agree. Tristan Jarry getting traded. Maybe. We'll see what happens there. I can't get too excited about backup goaltender trades. Vancouver. Good question from Aaron. What's Vancouver going to do? I think a lot. I think ownership there has lost their patience. I think they want to move forward and accelerate their build. They got Brock Besser. They got Pettersson. They got some tools in place. I think they're going to be very aggressive. I know everybody's like, oh, Bobrovsky and Panarin and whatever. I think that the Vancouver Canucks are going to kick the tires on some of these guys. And I think they're going to turn some heads with some of these players. Like, Matt Duchene, like nobody, like there's some Vancouver rumors out there, but not a ton. But Vancouver is going to be one of those teams where if somebody's going to go and snag some headlines with a big, big move, it's going to be the Vancouver Canucks. They have $30 million in cap space coming up. $30 million. You know, Horvat and Josh Levo is an RFA, but likely will stick, I guess. Pettersson, their defense, Christopher Tanev, Quinn Hughes, you know, they'll look for him to come up. Thatcher Demko is as big of a goaltending prospect as I've seen the last couple of years. I don't know what Markstrom's going to be long-term for them. I think you're going to see a lot of big, big-time moves. But again, they have $4 million committed to goaltending. You can literally go out and give Sergei Bobrovsky an $8 million deal if you wanted to and still have no problem paying those other guys. You know, and you could probably wind up moving Markstrom, who's only got this year left on his deal, and Demko's got $1 million. So I can see the Vancouver Canucks being a really big player in the offseason this year. I hope Lamoriello is writing Panarin's offer sheet in gold ink. Panarin's a UFA, so he doesn't have to do an offer sheet. Isles get him, and barring injury, they can make a deep run next year. If the Islanders lose Andersley, they're going to be out there looking to spend some money. I think Duchene makes more sense, and that terrifies me because I'm not a huge fan. He certainly rebounded a little bit towards the end of last year with Columbus, although it's not out of the realm of possibility that he returns to the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, they certainly are going to have some money to throw around. Like with Erik Karlsson, he's had some time to play there and see how good it is. Columbus is a great place to play, so they are in it just as much as anybody else as far as Duchene goes. But I think the Islanders will definitely be in play for him as we come up on the UFAs, and there's not many to choose from. I honestly, if you ask me my honest opinion for the Islanders, for any team, I love Joe Pavelski. I'm going to go out there and give Joe Pavelski $7-8 million. If I can, he made $6 million this past season. He's 34, 5, 6. He's up there in age, but he's got 2 to 3 years of good hockey left in him. Similar to Patrick Marleau, I think actually a little bit better than Patrick Marleau, where you can overpay him for the next year or two, especially if you have the cap space to do so, which the Islanders will have a little bit before they have to go out and start making those big moves, which is what Winnipeg is going through right now in signing their young players that are going to be with them for a while. Let's take a quick look at the Islanders before we get out of here. When is Barzal a free agent? Next year. So he's going to get a big bump. You know, God knows what numbers he puts up this year, but you're talking about $7, $8 million there if he does what he's supposed to do. Anthony Beauvillier is an RFA. He should be moderately, you know, his contract shouldn't be too big of a deal. You put him in around $3 or $4 million, and he should be awfully pleased with that. Eberle was a great signing. The Andrew Ladd deal, you got to get rid of. I'm surprised we haven't seen a buyout from him just yet. It's not too late. Let's see here. Casey Zizekas making 3.3. They got some nice contracts, the Islanders. They really, really do. Pulak's got to get paid after this coming season. And the rest of their defense is pretty manageable. Wojcik making $6 million, a little overdone, but, you know. What moves are you expecting from the Leafs? I expect Dubas on his knees praying to whatever God it is he believes in, because this Marner deal is not going to be easy. And nobody, I mean, people are talking about it, but they're going to let a lot of players walk just trying to get Mitch Marner under contract. I think the Toronto Maple Leafs are going to take a bit of a step back here. And all for what? Signing John Tavares? It's kind of crazy that Erik Karlsson's going to be making more money than John Tavares. I mean, that's kind of crazy. Tavares at least gives you, what, 80 points? 70, 80 points? They really overpaid for Erik Karlsson. Kapanen, John, like these guys, like some of these guys that you're going to let walk away from, you know, these are going to be good mid-six forwards. I think they have to seriously consider letting Marner go. I know it's like heartbreaking, but it's like, you know, I mean, to me, the move is get rid of Nylander. And I'm not just saying that because he had a bad year. Nylander was always last on this list. He was last behind Marner and Matthews before Tavares got there. And when Tavares got there, Nylander was still last on that list. And he's a phenomenal player. He's just not as good as the other guys. Trading Nylander is the move. And Dubas put his foot in his mouth when he was like, I see a path that we could sign all these guys. That was the dumbest thing he could have said. Dumbest thing. People also forget JT gets his wingers overpaid. Yup. See Kyle Okposo and Matt Molson for that. Leonard was great this past season, but he scares me long-term. John's comment. Yeah. You got Sorokin, you got an embarrassment of riches there if you're the New York Islanders, though, in that, though. So they have a lot to consider when it comes to that. We will tackle more of your questions. Def Malden, San Jose was desperate. Totally. I told you. I was with the Islanders, and I was there. And I was like, how do you, you know, we talked about free agents and how they're signed, and it's just, hey, do you want this guy or not? If a player goes, I want $10 million, and he could walk away from you July 1, you're not going to be like, well, would you take 8.5? How does that make them feel? You know what I mean? I mean, that's why they have agents to negotiate that stuff out and do all that stuff. But a lot of the times, the power is entirely up to the player. It really is. That's why restricted free agency is such a pain. All the power there is really on the team, unless you have all-stars like Marner or Laine. For the most part, you are under a team's control for 6, 7, 8 years until you can finally go out and become a free agent. That's why I don't get mad at John Tavares. That's why I'm not mad at Anders Lee if he walks away. You have a small window to control your fate in the National Hockey League. So when you're going in there and, you know, if you told an agent, hey, look, I know your player wants 10, but I want to give him 8. And you tell that player, look, they want to give you 8. Well, okay, agent, what do you think I can get on the free agent market? You can get 10. You like playing in New York? How you feel about the Rangers? How you feel about the Devils? Same friggin' place. You like living in a place where there's 2 million people and there's good food? How about the Vegas Golden Knights? Same exact place. It's Long Island, but drier. You're going to have to deal with people saying it's a drier heat a lot. But other than that, that's it. Rumor has it Marner wouldn't mind playing elsewhere. I don't really put too much stock in rumors like that. You can't really put, you know, if that's what Marner's thinking, I got news for you. He's not telling his schoolmates. He's not telling his fourth grade teacher that, because that's usually where these stupid rumors come from. Or they come from Larry Brooks, who's desperate to get clicks on his articles because he's a hack and nobody reads the newspaper anymore. So I don't put a lot of stock in that. But I do put stock in the fact that Marner deserves to get paid as a 90-point player, and he's going to go out there and get that money. Maybe the money is more important to him than where he plays. You know, there is the belief of comfort and I like being what I know. There's also the belief of you're in the National Hockey League. So no matter which of the 31 cities you live in, you're going to live in the better neighborhood in those areas. And you are still going to fly on a private jet to other cities. And you're still going to drive a really expensive car. You know, does it really matter where you live? All the arenas are nice for the most part. All the practice facilities are top notch for the most part. You're living in a super nice all the cities have super nice neighborhoods. And for the most part, all these guys go back and live at home in the off season anyway. So, you know, a lot to consider, a lot to talk about. Jacob Trouba on the New York Rangers. What do you think? Keep the conversation going on Facebook and YouTube. Links are up to support the Hockey Talk Show with an annual donation as low as 99 cents a month. Make sure you guys click on those links. 99 cents a month. There it is for you guys again in the YouTube chat. If you're on the podcast listening, thanks so much. Go to Anchor, go to the YouTube page, go to our Facebook page, and consider contributing. 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, even as much as $9.99 a month. If you cherish the Hockey Talk Show, as much as I know a lot of you do, and you realize this is the only hockey show / podcast where you can actually have interaction and discussion with the host, might be worth 99 cents a month. Definitely worth a $9.99 a month. That's what my mommy says. I wish Lou was still here in Toronto. Marner and his, and this would have been put in his place. Yeah, Lou is that old school guy. Let's not pretend for a second that AK, what you said, isn't completely true. That these agents are going to try stuff with Kyle Dubas that they wouldn't try with Lou Lamoriello. I mean, that's the difference between old school and new school. That's the difference between a guy who's been doing this for 40 years and a guy who's been doing this for 3. Any news on the Wings? Dave? Nope. No news. You guys are at the beginning of the cycle. Trust in Stevie Y. And 2 to 3 years, you guys will be good. That is it for me tonight, guys. Thank you guys so much. Make sure to share this post. Spread it all around on Facebook and Twitter. Let everybody know what we're doing over here. HockeyTalkShow.com. And again, please contribute, support the show if you can. Click that link. Easy as pie with Apple Pay or whatever. 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99, whatever you can afford to give. It is certainly appreciated. And if you can't give anything, all good. All good. What about Kessel? Already covered it. Go back to the start of the show. I don't know if he gets traded. But Jim Rutherford did talk about it, and we covered it here. So you guys can head on back for that. Matt says, killer show. Matt, you guys were awesome. Great comments tonight. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you really soon. News is coming fast and furious. Could be as early as tomorrow. I don't think we'd let this go past Wednesday, though, without seeing you guys again and talking some more hockey. Right here on the Hockey Talk Show and thehockeytalkshow.com.